Cheers. Cheers.
We're back.
You got yourself a little mixy going on there?
Got myself a little mixy. I'm not going to name the product.
Fuck it.
But it's a little mixy going on.
I fuck with it. Red
Dog. But we're back. Another episode.
Yes.
Unscripted podcast.
The number one.
Number one.
Currently trending all over
TikTok. In this office in Farmington Hills.
Yes. In the block of two. I don't know what to say.
I think we've already given it away a little bit.
I mean, if people want to do the research, they can find it. It's not hard.
Just go back a couple episodes. I gave the location next door away. So.
Well, it's not even that. You can go to a little research on the website or some other places, you know. Yeah. But thank you for all the views, likes, comments. Not many comments, but we appreciate the follows.
Yeah.
You know, good traction building up. Hopefully, we can get some more popular topics going on. Again, hell of a week.
Hell of a week. Before we get into it, let's discuss some breaking news that happened literally on the way here to film this podcast.
Perfect. Yeah, we'll jump into our sports talk.
Robert, I'm gonna butcher his last name. All right, so let's talk about some breaking news here. The Jets head coach, Robert, I forget his last name. I think it's Salio, was let go today. He was fired. He was walked out by the Jets security. No longer has a head coaching career.
Robert Salio.
Salio.
Who finished with a 20-36 record in their first full season with Aaron Rodgers. The Jets are 2-3.
So let me ask, do you think Aaron Rodgers had any say in Robert Salio getting fired from his head coaching position? Mind you, week 5 going into week 6 in the NFL.
So that's always the question, you know, is that how much say does a player really have on what's happening to a team? Are they really just a player or are they a leader in the team, as they say? You know,
this isn't a rookie though.
So that's what I was just about to get into. I think if it was in the circumstance of Brock Purdy, I don't think it would have went too far.
No.
I think with it being Aaron Rodgers, him being
20-year vet.
You don't say past the veteran, you know. With all the experience he has, all that, he's like, you know, I've never seen this kind of coaching in my life. And if we want to plan on turning this around, at least with a winning record, we don't even have to make it to the playoffs, but at least make it a winning record. We got to get rid of this kind of coaching style.
So was Zach Wilson the problem of the New York Jets last year? Or was it their head coach who just got fired today?
Well, see, that's going to be the ironic thing because it's the same thing with Breece Hill, right? Breece Hill was the number one of the top projected, draft picks. For all the bet posting pages, he was the guaranteed touchdown over Montgomery, over Gibbs, over over CD, or, you know, over some of the top people, you know, and I think after game 3 he has not got a single touchdown.
Right.
It's now week 5.
Right.
Or no, it's in week 6. I'm sorry.
I think it's hard to say. It's week 5 going into week 6. I think. Right.
Well, week 5 just finished yesterday.
Oh yes, you're right. You're right.
Week it's 5. Tuesday, yeah, today. Tuesday. So we are now in the beginning of week 6. Week
6. Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah, fine. Absolutely. And that's the crazy thing. If you really think, we have 11 weeks left.
11 weeks
of regular football.
Yeah, it's regular football.
Yeah.
We're going.
Well, no, but still, that's nuts that we're already 5 weeks done, a month and a week done.
We're almost 2 months out from Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely insane. 3 weeks from Halloween. We're a month and a half away from Thanksgiving.
Less than 30 days away from the election.
Yeah, absolutely. And my family group chat's going crazy because my brother, as you know, I mentioned before in multiple of the podcasts, he's heavy into the Trump campaign, and it's crazy. This guy, you know, usually because he flies a lot for work, and usually it'll be like 3 days in Dallas, 3 days in.
When you say heavy, works for the Trump campaign.
Yes. So that's where all the traveling comes in, and so actually, well, now he's on the J.D. Vance campaign. That's where they moved him up, so they give him a higher position on the J.D. Vance campaign. But it went from 3 day trips to 24-hour to 36-hour trips. They're somewhere for a day and a half at max.
Yeah.
And they're on to the next spot. Bring us into our first topic. You know, we already got our sports started off. Let's jump into a little bit more of what's going on.
So, let's keep it on the sports topic.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to switch over to the college scene.
Yes.
I'm sure a number of people who probably listen to this podcast or watch our clips has already seen that Dave Portnoy is willing to put up $3 million in NIL money.
For anyone who doesn't know, that is the owner, head president of Barstool Sports.
Barstool Sports, yes. He's willing to put up $3 million for Michigan to get a good quarterback out of the transfer portal. So I never got clarification on the story. Is he willing to do this like mid-season, or does it have to be done at the end of the year? How does the transfer portal exactly work?
Okay, I have no idea about that, but in my... We'll get back to that in a second, but I have a better question for you. Because his whole theory is on a freshman. I forget what his name is.
That's the kid you were talking about earlier.
Yes. And they're Brees Hall. Oh, that's who it is? Okay.
Yeah.
They're basing the whole thing on a freshman. Okay.
Supposedly, or allegedly, freshman from Belleville, Michigan.
Yes. And they're willing. So if you really think about it, that's a $12 million investment as Dave alone. There's other people who are willing to chip in on top of his money to include into the deal. A lot of people are saying, why not just grab a senior who's actually determined, willing to show his final stats, because he needs it more than a freshman does. And then at the end of the time...
Yeah, but they're trying to build a team. They're not trying to grab a player and then give him $3 million.
No, but that gives you enough time that a sophomore who's now a junior, you can grab a junior, he'll be there for 2 years. You know what I'm saying? And then still...
I think all the good quarterbacks are gone.
No, but think about it. Like you know, a freshman, you're going to pay for 4 years, $12 million, okay? You're going to grab a senior, pay him $3 million, and you grab a junior and you're paying for 2 years. That's $6 million. That's $9 million.
Do in 2 years?
That's 3 years.
Okay, what are they going to do in 3 years?
You could do a lot. That gives you three years to rebuild your whole team however you want. And by that time, how the team's rebuilt, you've already been scouting a quarterback that you're going to be projecting onto your team. Because with three...
By then, they'll be making a ton a year.
Say that again?
In 3 years, the average will be like $5-10 million a year.
Well, absolutely.
It's because they're going to be making pro money.
They already are.
Back in my day, they didn't make money.
Back in your day.
My day too, bro.
You're only a couple years older. This just started a couple years ago. This just started 5 years ago.
Man, that's your sister and brothers.
Okay,
know.
So let me ask you this, okay? So with that being said, potentially $12 million for 4 years, that's... higher than almost any lineman salary. That's pretty much George Kittle's contract, with him being the third highest paid. No, I think he's the first highest paid tight end.
No.
Tight end?
Not even close.
Who's the highest paid tight end?
Who do you think?
No, not Travis Kelce. I think George Kittle is a better deal than Travis.
Who do you think?
Who?
It's Travis Kelce.
Oh, okay.
He's making like $16 million a year.
Tight end, highest paid.
You got to think about and Dave Portnoy's aspect.
It's a write-off for him, for sure.
He has a $100 million house in Nantucket. He has another $100 million house in somewhere else. He has multiple investments. He bought Barstool Sports back for pennies on the dollar and built it back into hundreds of millions of dollars.
Okay, yeah, you're right. But yeah, so the average salary...
The average salary is like $8
million. No, $17 million. But still, you know, it's for such a lead players, as they say, you know.
That's 17 over like 4 years, though.
I don't know.
Because that's not true. Because if you look at what Travis is making, I don't think it's 17.
No, per season.
Wow. It's outrageous, man.
That's a lot of money. So, yeah, it's very interesting to see. But same thing. This kid's a college player, has no guarantee to make it anything pro. And if you, like I told you, for those 4 years, you take that money and you just keep stacking, putting in investments, 5-10 years.
You don't have to go pro.
You don't have to even work. You know,
$12 million, you'd probably net probably $6-7 million after taxes.
If you can,
that's more money than most people make in their lifetime.
If you can double that throughout the 4 years, turn it into $12 million, you're straight, bro.
Yeah, you don't have to work. No. Just make smart investments.
Exactly. Because clearly you have the right people behind you to do that.
But that's what I'm also saying. So, I don't know. It's just nuts, bro.
Absolutely. So, no, that's go ahead.
So, they're talking about paying a college kid $12 million for 4 years.
Yes.
These NFL players, right? Jared Goff just signed, what, $175 million four-year deal.
No, Travis, $217 million.
Okay, Travis, or I'm like, sorry, Pat Mahomes has like a $500-600 million 10-year deal, yep. Right? Shaq made less than $200 million his whole career playing basketball.
Yeah, I mean, he's
isn't that
Kobe's partner.
Crazy.
No, but okay, but you can't.
Look how much different money is. And
but I don't agree
years.
With that, because you can't compare that, because $200 million in 1990 is $400 million, give or take, right now.
Yeah, and that's the average NFL contract for 8 years of playing. And these people are playing 10, 15, 20 years.
I, I get where you're coming from. But okay, let me just bring it back to what we were talking about. Price gaps. Do these college players, it's an NIL deal, right? That's what it's called?
Yeah.
Should there be a price cap for a college player who's an NIL deal?
I thought there was.
There's not. It's unlimited. So if someone comes to you with a $100 million offer?
No, I don't think there should be.
You think that...
These kids work their whole lives, man. Think about it. If the kids aren't making the money, the school's going to make the money. Or someone else is going
to make the money. Absolutely, but you don't think that, like... Okay, do you remember when me and you were trying to get a vending machine inside of 12 Oaks Mall?
Yeah.
Do you remember they told us that it's this salary, or I mean this rent, based on how much you guys are projected to bring in? And if you make anything over this amount, we want 25% of it.
I bet if you try to do it now, it's different.
I think it's even more. I think it's even more lucrative. But my point is that why don't they do something like that? Is that we have no problem with you making an X amount of money.
I bet the school takes a cut out of this.
They don't. They do not. Because that's the whole point of it, is that they make... The school
Someone
gets,
is.
Well, no, okay, they're making a cut for, like, the jerseys and shit like yeah. that. But when they go... Actually, no, you might be right, because
they have
to the likeliness of the school.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, you're right.
They have to be taking some sort of percentage.
Yeah, you're right.
They're using the brand of the school and the player. So it's like, I think it's fair. I don't know what the percentage is, but...
No, of course. But whether it's 5% or 10% or 20%,
right.
they're going to cut.
They have to be.
You know, if it's $5 million, 20%
is
$1 million.
And it might not be out of the player. They might be saying, hey, to use our player in our school, we charge you a 5% fee.
So that's something interesting now that you met, now that we're talking about that. The next time I watch some commercials, I really want to see if they're wearing their jersey or not.
They are. Have you not seen like the Sam Burns Michigan player?
They are, right? But I'm saying who's not wearing the jersey? That's right. And then you start to kind of slowly think there a little bit. Like, oh.
Well, so have you ever seen the State Farm Pat Mahomes ones?
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with Kansas
the
City
the football. The soccer yeah. football.
It has nothing to do with Kansas City Chiefs, but the field painted red like that. I know it's State Farm, but it makes it...
You think of the Chiefs.
You think of the Chiefs.
Yeah.
But he has nothing related to the Chiefs in any of the commercials.
But that's their way around it, though. You know, that's their way to kind of bootleg it, I guess you want to say.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to mention for sports? I got one more thing I want to mention for sports before we hop off.
Go ahead.
Yesterday, the Pistons played their first game of the season.
Oh, how'd that go?
They played the Bucks. Milwaukee Bucks, which last year was one of the best teams. Eric, did they win? They won by 33 points. They won by 33 fucking points, Eric. Pistons first
Pistons
game.
Won again.
Oh, Detroit won again.
Well, we're on fire right now. If the Red Wings can show up.
I need that guy to make a song for me. I fuck with this shit.
J-Mac?
Yeah, J-Mac.
I'm sure he would if you paid him.
I'm sure you do anything if you pay him.
Yeah, I'll just shoot it straight with you.
You know, me too, Eric.
You think he's going to do it for free?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. But yeah, it's awesome to see Tigers won yesterday as well. They clinched their second playoff game. They continue on the game.
Yeah, I meant to bring this up during sports. So you know how the Tiger, you know how last year they did the upper deck experience at Tiger Stadium where you can
the golf?
Yeah.
Yes. They still have that.
Doing it this year too.
Yeah, yes, I know.
Couple weeks.
It's expensive as fuck.
It's in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Got an email today. Due to the Tigers in the playoffs, we have to cancel this.
Oh,
they never thought, because the Tigers had less than a 2% chance.
No,
so they were
0.2%.
They were like, oh, this is a perfect stadium, downtown Detroit. People
love
it.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Now they're like, fuck. The fuck? What?
They're in the playoffs.
They're in the playoffs. Now we can't use their stadium because they'll be playing baseball.
Absolutely, yeah.
Crazy.
It's absolutely, it's nuts to see.
Hop on to this next topic. Tell me a little bit about it.
You know, for me personally, it's not an unscripted podcast without a little bit of political talk. It's my favorite.
You love your politics.
I get wet. I
you
go
love
wet
your politics. Like, I like my sports.
Yeah, like you love Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Oh my God.
Uh-huh.
This guy. Every time.
Uh-huh. But let me tell you a little bit, okay? As we know, Joe Biden has been a ghost, in a sense, running throughout the White House. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone hears about him, but no one sees him. It's a very interesting philosophy, I guess you could say, that someone who's running the country is heard, but never seen.
Right.
You know, they say that for the last 40, because I heard this a couple days ago, so it would be now technically the last 45 days, he's been ghost. He has not been seen. He has not been heard. He's just bed rest. Obviously, I don't know what that means. I don't know if he's actually in bed. I don't know if he's just been staying at the suite. Whatever the fuck it means. But whatever he has been.
Rest means.
Exactly, right? And that's a very soft term for a lot of things, right? For all we know, he could have died. That's a very radical thing, you know?
No, he didn't die.
I'm just saying, you know, for bed rest, you know.
Say allegedly.
Allegedly died, okay, yes.
You can't be saying that.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's just a very far right throw. Or very left, he just doesn't want to be seen. You know, he's just chilling.
Right.
For whatever it is.
His career's over with. His career's over with.
Absolutely. He's done.
Over with. He's never going to be in office anywhere. Senator, governor, president. Like, he's retiring in 5 months.
I'm very glad you brought me to this point because this is what I was about to jump into. And so he went and goes for a month and a half, pretty much. And when Kamala came to Detroit, I believe this was last week on Tuesday or Wednesday when the ports were shut down.
He was with her, wasn't he?
No, he was not. Oh. He came and did a big address. She came to Detroit and did a big address to the ports, the union, all of that. And she was talking about how we're going to get through this. This is a big time. She was speaking well. I will not lie. You know, me, I'm a strict critic. I won't lie. She was speaking well. She had a good script going. But out of nowhere, maybe 30 seconds into her talking, every news channel in the world switched their broadcast. Do you want to know why?
Joe Biden started talking?
Absolutely right. For the first time in his 4-year presidency, he publicly came to the news conference room in the White House and took questions publicly from the press. Right as Kamala was speaking. So for me to picture, for people who don't really understand, what does that matter?
He's trying to backdoor her.
In a sense, right? So imagine a sunny day where you tell your whole family we're going to have the biggest picnic of our life. Invite everyone you ever know. And then out of nowhere, the biggest dark cloud comes right above you and just takes away all the sunshine. So not only was that happening, did he come on there and steal her thunder, steal her sunshine, but he came out there and said that, and I quote, this is, I wrote it down, I just wanted to make sure.
Who'd you quote it from?
Him, Joe Biden. Joe Biden himself, when he was speaking at the press conference. Kamala is responsible, he's not quoted for, this is not what he's quoted for, but this is the simple terms. He is responsible, Kamala is responsible for everything that happened in the last 4 years. When asked about the election, he is confident it will be free and fair. Oh, hold on. I missed it. Hold on. I got to find it in our text. I have the exact one. Okay, right here. Oh, no. I didn't get it. But long story short, I'm sorry. I'm going to quote it to the best that I can.
They're not quoting it.
I missed it. They're asking him, how's everything been going for the last 4 years? How have you been making terms with Congress? How have you been passing bills? He said, with me being out so much, I put in a lot of faith into Kamala, and she has been the one passing all the bills, putting all the work to Congress, and making sure everything goes smoothly. In layman's terms, which is simple terms, he is saying that everything that has happened recently is because of Kamala.
I can guarantee you Kamala has been calling the shots the last couple of months, at least. She took... is going to be running as the next president. Absolutely.
So that's been 6 months.
They wanted to show people like how Kamala can run the country.
And yeah. And so now he's coming out.
To my theory.
Absolutely. I think even longer than that.
Yeah, I can't speak on that before.
Yeah, but so, like you said, though, they're coming out and showing that she can do something. But if she did the stuff for the last 6 months, 3 months, year, she has a terrible track record.
Yeah.
She's not doing well. So not only do they throw a black cloud over it, but they just start throwing thunder, lightning,
hail.
I can't
believe he answered questions.
That's what everyone's very surprised about, especially without being prepped like that. Because the media...
Well, obviously you had to prep someone. Or I don't think the media just sits there waiting.
No, they do. They wait for someone to come in. Because there's a scheduled press conference every time.
They didn't know who it was going to be.
Yes, they thought it was going to be the White House secretary, the one who speaks on the news. And then she comes in and says, ladies and gentlemen... the 46th president. And everyone's like, literally they saw a fucking ghost, because he's been a president for almost 4 years. Not once has he came into that room and answered questions from the media. Not once. And it was literally like you've seen a ghost. So it was fascinating to see.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched the majority of it. It was about 15 minutes long, and he's not looking good, Eric. He's not. That's a sick person. That's someone who for sure has dementia.
And he's going to run for 4 more years.
Yeah, right. That's the craziest thing about it. One more thing I want to jump into. That's the one thing this is what I did quote. There was a press.
This is what he quoted.
Yes, yeah, this is what he did quote. And so they were asking him, someone from the press was asking him, I have multiple questions for you. So currently, how do you feel about the election? And do you feel confident as if that it's going to be a safe and peaceful election? He goes, those are a lot of questions. You know, those are multiple questions. So let me break it down for you. And exactly when he asked about it, he said he is confident it will be a free and fair election, but he does not know whether it will be peaceful. As someone who is currently sitting as the sitting president, that is a bold statement to say.
And we'll find the quote, or Alex will find
it. Yeah, yes. Yeah, so no, I'll pop it up right here. Don't worry. I'll get it there. Because it was a public.
That's a crazy statement.
It is. You know, as someone who's sitting president, for you to come out and say, yeah, it'll be a fair election, but it will not be safe.
But what does that mean?
Exactly.
It can mean a number of different things.
No, exactly right. Does it mean that this election doesn't matter? Does it mean that anyone who goes to the election is going to get killed?
People are going to be mad if they...
Yeah, did people get blacklisted? Are people going to get killed? Are people going to lose friends? Are they going to lose their job? What does this mean?
Or is it just like more simple terms like...
Did he just be really radical with the statement?
Someone's going to be really pissed. People are going to be pissed off no matter who wins.
Absolutely. You know,
because that's kind of the politics aside right now, no matter who you like, I think this is the number, like, the year where most people are saying, like, I don't fucking like either of them.
Well, so, yeah, that's the thing. So, like, you know, my employee, he is a strict moderate. And we were talking about the vice presidential debate that was happening last week. And he says, you know, I don't know much about politics, but from just what I've seen, if I could vote for anyone, I'd much rather vote for these vice presidential candidates than the presidential candidates.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's how a lot of people feel right now. And they can't do that. You can't vote for the vice president.
But you can vote for who's running next in 4 years.
In a sense, you know, so that's what it kind of comes down to. And I think that's the interesting point that I don't think a lot of people kind of think that far ahead. I think people think, like, it's not about thinking ahead. I think it's just that people think about themselves in a sense. So they're trying to figure out what's best for themselves.
Yeah. So I hear, I don't know much about it. You're going to have to fill me in.
Good.
But so I hear...
Bring us the topic in.
Ray-Bans, the company Ray-Bans, is expanding into the Meta AI world.
No. So I wrote it down a little wrong.
Why you write it down like Meta Ray-Bans that dox people?
Because that's what it is. I never said that Ray-Bans is making those, okay? But that is what was made. So Ray-Bans does have, I guess you can call them spectacles, right?
Okay.
They're glasses that are...
The cameras?
Yes.
What kind of stallion was wearing on the sideline at CMU?
Exactly right? So, I don't know. Jesus
Christ. You didn't see the document?
No.
Documentary?
Oh, that, yeah, from Michigan.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Those kind of stallions.
Yeah, okay, yeah, so him. Yes. So, those type of glasses, and with enough tweaking...
You probably thought it was crazy for a second.
Yeah. I was like, what tangent is he going on right now? This is insane. But yes, so long story short, the Ray-Bans Meta glasses,
yeah,
smart glasses. Long story short,
okay,
take pictures with them, make calls with them. You could search shit, etc.
Yeah,
these guys from Harvard hacked the software in it, or tweaked the software into the coding, to where it can dox someone. Doesn't know what doxing is. Doxing is when you can find out the information on everything about a single person or a group of people. Okay. So they tested out the product at Harvard University, where they would walk around, look at someone with AI facial recognition. It would take every picture recognizable throughout the internet and compare it to every article it could find based on that picture. Because once it matches the picture, it will match it to a name. Once it matches,
CIA already got this shit.
Right, but this is a regular person who did this. This is public.
People are crazy.
I mean, we're not talking about, like, you know, a private entity that has
access. If we keep talking about it,
I hope they do. I got some for him. I'll wear my tinfoil hat. But listen, Eric. Long story short, you'd go up to a random person.
Uh-huh.
It would scan it. It would take maybe 3-5 seconds, and it would pop up a full data report. So I'd walk up to you. Excuse me, sir. Give me 1 second. Yeah. What do you want? Any chance? Is your name Eric? Well, do you know Stephanie? Yeah, that's my mom. Well, do you know Jake? That's my dad. Well, is it true that from 2006 to 2023, you grew up at 123 Sesame Street Lane?
I'd fucking hit someone if they said that to me.
That's what it gives you. That's what it gives you. And if you were a victim of having your information leaked, it's deeper than that. Because it comes down to your social security, it comes to your driver's license, it comes down to your bank. That was part of the experiment. There was one person who did have their information leaked. They told them at the very end, by any chance, is this your social security number?
Boom!
It was a girl, but the person fucking lost it. Fucking lost it. And that's, this is just people trying to do an experiment at Harvard. With no harm, no profit, no foul, you know. Crazy shit. So
talk about, we'll move off this topic.
No, before we do, I just want to say, what a fucking time to be alive.
It's been the time to be alive.
No, but right now it's, this AI shit's insane.
I don't like it.
I don't either.
The world was better without it.
I absolutely agree. I don't know
what's
agree.
Real or what's fake anymore. Anything online.
I agree with that. That's the big thing that people are using to their advantage. They're pretending that they kidnapped someone's daughter or son. They're asking for ransom. When really they just spooked a bunch of voices together and got it to sound like
that's
it.
That's next level shit.
That's what's happening, bro. It's crazy.
Talk about something else that's fucking insane. Young Dolph was a very popular rapper.
Yes. Him and Key Glock. Key Glock's still alive.
Or from Tennessee, I believe.
Memphis.
Memphis, Tennessee. Yep. Him and his cousin Key Glock.
Why'd you say it like that?
I don't know. Young Dolph got murdered 2 years ago at a cookie store.
Yeah, a very popular cookie store in Memphis.
And it's been for his friends, his family, whoever's involved with Young Dolph, from what I've seen on the internet, they've been getting back ever since Dolph has been gone.
So that's one thing I want to say. You know, there's nothing that I live for more in this life than politics and street tea. You know, street fucking violence. I love this shit. I live for it. I should be a private investigator. Me and you. You'd find them.
We'd do well.
And I'd find out all the information. I promise you.
That's what we're going to do when we retire.
60 years old, nothing better to do. We'll go hassle people.
10K, I'll find them.
Promise you. We have a team that's still on it. Who's your team? Oh, you don't want to know.
Well, we've been together 40 years.
Solving cases that don't even matter. Promise you, bro. But listen, so... That's one thing I will say. Some people are giving a lot of hate towards it. I give a lot of respect towards. When Young Dolph did die, when he got shot, the car pulled up. A car pulled up. Numerous people came out of the car, and they started shooting right through the window of the cookie shop. Young Dolph's little brother was with him at the cookie shop. His brother did not get hit. As soon as the shooting happened and they drove off, Young Dolph's little brother ran straight to the car, grabbed a gun and started shooting back at the car and hitting, I think, 3 out of the 4 people in the car. No cap. No joke.
They didn't die, though.
No, they did not. I think one person died, but the rest made it out, okay? And so a lot of people are giving him hate for it, is that it's seeing your brother get shot right in front of you. How do you not just drop to your knees and start helping him, you know, try to keep him alive? Because a lot of people say that if he did that, instead of running out, there's a good chance that Dolph could still be alive, okay?
No, he died on the scene, man.
Because of his actions. Because that there was no one there to cover the wounds.
Because you know? He got fucking sprayed.
Let me finish. You know, I'm not agreeing with anyone. But in my opinion, get it back in blood. You know? that's it, bro. Yeah, get that shit back in blood. It's sad that they were caught lacking like that. That's what's crazy to me, is they didn't have the pole on them. You know? It had it in the car. I'm surprised he didn't bring that bitch inside. And then I'm sure he didn't think there was a reason to.
A cookie store that he's been to multiple times, he visits every time.
No, it's a well-known store for him. Like, they know him well, and, you know.
See, his problem is, though, and, I mean, obviously it wasn't a problem until this day, but all his cars are wrapped the same. You can't miss him.
No, absolutely.
You know it's him. You drive by the...
But it's tinted really hard, so you don't know who's in there, though, necessarily.
Yeah,
so
but
that's
still,
the thing.
It's a 50-50 chance.
It's more than that.
They were following him, obviously. They were like, oh, he's in there.
They were
following him. Oh, that's him.
Yes. And so that's the one thing I wanted to get into, is that, yeah, they popped out there, started shooting.
What's crazy is he had no security.
Well, that's the thing. After 100 shots, you know, that song came on after all that happened.
And then he got shot again.
Yeah, he didn't.
And then again.
He didn't think he needs security, because no matter what, it's either these guys die and he's paying them for nothing, or he just kind of does what he has to.
And then Yo Gotti's brother got killed over this.
Yes. So that's what I wanted to get into. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for bringing us into. So Big Yo Gotti's brother's name is Big Jock, or Big Joke, whatever his name is. Yeah. Big Joke is originally the one currently. That's who they're putting the heat on, because he's dead.
Yeah.
So that's the smartest move, because there's no one that could take fault for that.
Right.
But they're putting all the heat on Big Joke. They're saying that Big Joke orchestrated a $255,000 hit amongst 4 to 5 Dolph members. Okay? With Young Dolph having a $100,000 bounty on his head, Key Glock having a $50,000 bounty, two other men having $25,000 ones, and then something else.
And then you only end up paying like $900 each or something.
You paid a little bit more than that, but it was pennies on the dollar to what was compared to supposed to be paid, you know, paid out. It's serious gang wars right now. You know, that's what it's coming down to right now. These people are retaliating to the max.
Not in Detroit, though.
No, Detroit, honestly, chilling.
Yeah.
You know, I have...
Every rapper's like friends right now.
No, the main problem in Detroit is getting your car stolen.
Right. Well, just don't drive a Hellcat. You'll be all right.
Or a Honda or a Kia. We don't know who drives any of those, you know.
There's Uber downtown.
Yeah, Eric. Luckily, we don't know anyone who drives any of those, Eric. So.
No.
So it's all good.
A communist license, bro.
But yeah, it's crazy to see, you know. They're going hard on this case right now. They're ready to, it seems like, put down some sentencing on some of Gotti's people. And I
think Gotti's people just got sentenced.
Well, even crazier. So now I want to see if Gotti's next. Are they going to be able to find connected dots to relay Gotti to this?
He got too much money.
You think so? Or too clean of hands, I guess you could say.
Maybe.
That's the main thing that I
don't
look at.
I don't know so much about Gotti.
No one does. He's low-key as hell.
But, I mean, it might come back on Gotti, because the last person that shot up Young Dolph was Black Youngsta.
Yeah.
And he signed to Yo Gotti, too.
And I just want to bring us into one more thing before we hop out of here. It's the same thing with the whole thing that's going on with Thug.
Oh, that's sad, man.
You know, there's all these people that you can bring.
Trial day, like 153, and
it's
still
longer than that.
No.
3 weeks ago, we were at 180.
No. 153.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. They've been in there for what, 3 years?
It's the longest trial in history.
Yeah, and they're trying to.
So this is going to be in the law books.
Absolutely.
This trial.
Yeah, absolutely. Because they're trying to figure out everything that they can and can't come with. The main problem is that the judge is so unsatisfied with what the prosecutors are bringing to the table.
I think they're going to call a mistrial in the next 2 weeks.
I don't.
I think so.
Hear me out. The prosecutor is bringing such a weak and lousy argument to the table, but yet this is setting, like you said, a standard for the history. So the next rapper that this happens to, it's going to be a way harder case to put him up against. So I think that's the main thing, is that they're trying to make, no matter what the judge thinks, I think they're trying to make an example out of Thug in this whole instance.
And I don't think it's going to happen.
You don't?
Bro, okay, let me ask you this. As regular people, we've never been on jury duty. If you had to sit for 160 days, plus going to court every single day, you probably lost your job. There's a good chance you lost your house, because they only pay you like $25 a day and your house is $1,500 a month.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying your house.
No, I got the average.
Bro, not guilty, just to piss off the fucking prosecutors.
Mm-hmm.
I'd sit there and argue it for 3 more days. I've already been here for 1,000.
Yeah, no, that's
especially having to watch that case.
So that's the interesting thing, is that when do you think they're going to get it to the point of like, okay, let's just see what the jury says.
Like, if I was on
the jury. Have they gotten a jury count yet?
Dude, they're still doing witnesses. There's 183 witnesses. There's still evidence getting.
I've seen Woody been going for 4 fucking weeks.
No, Woody's off.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. He was going for 4 weeks.
And then they brought him back for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
If I was on that jury, I swear to God, I'd probably stand up in the middle of the court one day. I'd be like,
He's not guilty. Can we just get this shit over with?
Yeah, please? I got a life to get back to.
I got a life to get back to. This is bullshit.
I didn't get assigned. I didn't get this charge. Why am I getting in prison now?
I would have got off.
It's crazy. Absolutely nuts. But great podcast today. Thank you guys for tuning in. We got another one into the books.
Like, follow, comment, share.
Subscribe. Post. Repost. Share.
Comment.
Subscribe.
Like.
But that's what it is, man. Me and Eric are both empty. Peace. Cheers, man. Have a good one, guys.
Peace.